Today's shiur will discuss a very important yesod in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, but we're going to begin with Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Mishnayis begins with the letter Mem. The first word of Mishnayis is Me'emasai, which means when, and it starts with the letter Mem. And the end of Mishnayis, at the end of the six books of the Mishnah, ends also with a Mem. The last Mishnah, Masechta Uktzin, ends off with the pasuk Hashem Yevorech Es Amoy Vashalom. So it also ends with a Mem. The only difference is that the Mem at the beginning of Mishnayis is a Mem Pasuach, which means it's a regular Mem, and the Mem at the end of Mishnayis is a Mem Sasum, a final, an, which we call an end of Mem, a final Mem. So there's a sefer from the Rupshitzer Rebbe. It's called Zera Kodesh, and he says in Parshas Bo that we know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us a explanation of each of the letters of the Aleph Beis, what each one means. Each one has a deep meaning. When it comes to the regular Mem and the final Mem, the Gemara says Mem Pasuach means Maimar Pasuach. Open speech, Mem Stuma, the final Mem, that equals Mimer Stuma. That means a closed speech. What does this mean? It means that there's sometimes, as we all know from probably from life experience, that there are sometimes where you have to open your mouth, and sometimes when you have to keep your mouth shut. Like they give advice to the parents of a Chasen or Kala, keep the wallet open and the mouth shut, and then you're then you're safe. So the Rav Shitzer Rebbe says that in fact the letter Mem, if you spell out the letter Mem, it's Mem Pasuach and Mem Sosum. That's how you spell the letter Mem. So he says the idea is that when a person begins to open their mouth, the best way to stay safe, that you don't get in trouble, you don't do Lashon Hara, don't do Averes, is Mem Sosum, is close your mouth right away. The only time that you can have your mouth open without worry that you're going to get into trouble is if you have the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah in between. The beginning of Mishnayis starts with a open Mem, a regular Mem. The end of the Mishnayis is with a final Mem. In between is Torah. If you have Torah in between, there you can have your mouth open as long as you want, and you're not going to get into trouble. Now, what happens if you don't follow that advice, and you let the Yetzer Hara get in the middle, the Yetzer? So if you put the letters Yetzer inside Mem, the regular Mem, and the final Mem, you will, if you mix the letters around, you get the word Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is spelled Mem Tzadik Reish Yud Mem. So inside you have the letters Yetzer. You let the Yetzer get into between, you have Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, where we were in Golus, so Paroi represented what was done evil with his mouth. In fact, Paroi is Pei at the beginning and Hei at the end, and Reish Ayin in the middle. Peh Ra, an evil mouth. Paroi used his mouth, as we're going to learn in this shiur, to dehumanize the Jewish people. He used his mouth in the wrong way. So if we let the Yetzer get in and start speaking in between the Mem in the beginning, Mem in the end, we wind up to Paroi with Peh Ra. On the night of Pesach at the Seder, we have to use our mouth. It's a mitzvah to use your mouth. The whole mitzvah is Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kol Amar Belisapur Yitzis Mitzrayim Harei Zeh Meshubach. And what we're going to find out is that the Haggadah itself, again, starts with a Mem Pasuach, and it ends off with a Mem Sosum, as we'll soon will see. So the Haggadah is like the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Here you can keep your, not only could you, can you, but you should. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the night of the Seder is, as the word Pesach, Chazal interpreted, Peh Soch, your mouth tonight is supposed to speak about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, about all the Nisim that the Rabbi Yisroel did. Lechem Oni, bread of affliction, the matzah is Lechem She'onin Olav Dvorim Harbe, that when you have the matzah in front of you, you're supposed to answer on the matzah, you're supposed to relate pertaining to the matzah many things. So the night of the Seder is again a copy of Mishnayis, where you not only can but should keep your mouth open to speak about the greatness of what Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. Now, where do we find in the Haggadah this same idea of the open mem and the closed mem? Where does the Haggadah begin? The Haggadah begins not from Holach Manya, like you might think. It begins from Man Ishtana Halayla Zeh. That's the regular mem. The Holach Manya was made in later generations. When you go into the Mishnayis and the Gemara itself, you don't find the Holach Manya. That was added on later. The simple understanding is it's an invitation for all the people who don't have where to spend the Seder to eat the Korban Pesach, that they should come into our houses. But the Haggadah itself starts from Man Ishtana. Where does the Haggadah end? So the Haggadah also, which might be a surprise to some of us, does not end as we think with Nirtza. Nirtza, again, is something that was added on in later generations. All the, what we call the piyutim, all those special tfilos that we say at the end of the Haggadah was added later. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who was the author of L'Chadoidi, he added, where does the Haggadah itself end? It ends with Hallel. What is the end of Hallel? So this itself is a question. Is it Nishmas? Or is it Yehalelucha? And we do both in the Haggadah. And there's many different opinions of what we end off with. But the Minig Ashkenaz is to end off with the words Chei Ha'olamim. That's the end of Hallel, and that's the official end of the Haggadah. So Chei Ha'olamim, again, you have the final mem at the end. You start with the regular mem, Man Ishtana, and you end off at the end of Hallel, and you're supposed to also, it says, Kos Revi, on the fourth kos, Gomrim Alav is a Hallel, you complete the Hallel, V'omra Alav, Birchas Hashir. You say a special song. The special song is either, as we said, Nishmas, or Yalaluch Hashem Elokeinu, and the ending, according at least to Minig Ashkenaz, is Chei Olamim. You have the final mem. So Rabbi Schlesinger is going to go through the Haggadah, and by the end of this year, hopefully we'll understand why the Haggadah has this idea in a deeper way of the opening mem and the closing mem. Also very interesting, the mem plays a great role. The Sefer Rokeach tells us that the first Makkah, which we know is Makkah's Dam, which by the way also ends with an end of Mem, a final Mem, but in the Pasuk that speaks about Dam, it says the following, and I don't think you'll be able to figure it out in your mind, but if you write it down, you'll see that there are in the Pasuk that I'm going to mention 22 Mems. The Rokeach says there is no other such Pasuk in all of Tanakh. What does it say? Vayomer Hashem el Moshe emor el Aaron kach matcha unete yotcha al mei mei Mitzrayim al narosom al yorehem vaal ag mehem vaal kol mikvei mei mehem v'yiyudam v'hoyadam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim ubeitzim ubavonim. And if you count that up, there are 12 regular mems and 10 final mems in that pasuk, a total of 22. And also, it starts with a regular mem, Vayomer, the first mem is regular, and the last one is Ba'avonim, is a final mem. And what do you have in between? You have 22. I was thinking, Rabbi Schlesinger didn't say this, but I was thinking that 20, it's again the same idea. When can you have your mouth open? If it involves the 22 osiyos, the 22 letters which the Torah is written with, then you can have a mem pasuach. But again, we see how important this mem is in the discussion. The first of the makos, we already have the mem involved. We're going to try to explain that. The other thing that we're going to try to explain at the end of the shir is why we start the Haggadah before Manishtana, why that was added on Holach Manya. We explained it's an invitation for the poor people to come in. But why was it in Aramaic? That's what everyone asks. Why was that specifically in Aramaic? There are many reasons given, and one of the reasons the Sefer Shibuli Aleket says is Lefi Shabi Yerushalayim Hayim Esaprim Baramis Lashon Simcha. In Yerushalayim, they used to speak in Aramaic, and it was a language of joy. So what does this mean that in Yerushalayim they spoke in Aramaic, and Aramaic was a lashon of joy? That's what we're going to try to understand. Now we know that we're supposed to say the Haggadah through Shaila Tshuva. The child is supposed to ask questions, and the one who's leading the Seder is supposed to answer the questions of the child. But also, Maschil Bignus U'Mesayim B'Shvach. You're supposed to start off in the bad, what happened to the Jewish people. You end off the good. What is the bad? We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav looks at it spiritually. Mitchila oiv de avodah zarah hayaviseinu. Our forefathers served idols, so we were not spiritually doing well. We were serving idols. Shmuel says that. Shmuel says, "Avarim hayinu leparim Mitzrayim," which would seem to be physically that we were slaves to Parim Mitzrayim, and we do both. We say both in the Haggadah. We start with Shmuel because Shmuel, that's the way the halacha is. There we find that Rav Nachman and Rava agreed with Shmuel, and that's why he's first, right after Manishtana, Avodim Ayinu L'Parlam Mitzrayim. So anyway, we do both, and we know clearly what is the gnus, what is the bad. Either physically we were slaves, or spiritually we served idols. The question is, what is the good? Where does it end off good? So we would think, if you asked us, we would say the following: Avodim Ayinu L'Parim Mitzrayim, that's bad, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that's the good. Mitchiloi the Avodah Zarah Hayaviseinu, that's the bad. Va'achshav Karvano Hamakom LaVaydasai. Now Hashem brought us close to His work. He gave us Torah at Har Sinai. That is the positive, but that's not what the Avudram says. The Avudram says that you know what the good is, and he seems to say that, the way I understand it, that this is the good for both opinions. The bad, we had a difference of opinion, Rav and Shmuel. But the good is according to both. What is the good? Va'achar kach, we say, va'achar kain, we say in the Haggadah, Yetzu b'chush gadol. Hashem, at what we call the bris bein Absarim with Avram, which happened, by the way, on Pesach. So Hashem told Avram, Yadoya teida, you should know, ki ger yi is arach of Eretz Lelahem. Your children will be strangers in a land that doesn't belong to them. Vavodim, and that people will make them into slaves. Ve'inoy, someday will afflict your descendants. Arba me'eshana, 400 years. Ve'gamas agoya sher yavoidu. And the nation that the Jewish people will have to be slaves for, Dona Noichi, I will judge them. Then the Jews will go out with great wealth. So the question is, what is that great wealth? So simply, you would say the great wealth is money. In fact, Rashi says the great, what is the rechush? The great fortune, the great, in Yiddish, the word is agroisa farmegen. Farmegen is the word. A lot of, so Rashi says money. Money talks, meaning that everybody understands what the word money means. But Rabbi Schlesinger pointed out that it's not so poshut. Yes, money plays a role, but according to the Mefarshim, that's not really what the rechush that the Jewish people received. So let's first analyze it. According to Shmuel, we have a big problem. If the good is rechush, what does that have to do with the bad? The bad was that they served idols, that we spiritually we were poor. So the good is they went out with a lot of money. According to Shmuel, that the bad was slavery, is that really the wealth that we're talking about? Is that the rechush? So here comes two svarim, and he said there are many more, but he just quoted two. One of them is the Ksava Kabbalah. The Ksava Kabbalah is a sefer on Chumash, which tells us simple pshat. Not drush, not homiletics, but the simple pshat. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, you cannot say that the Rechush Gadol, the great wealth that they went out with, was monetary only. Yes, as we'll see, money plays some role, but that's not the ikar, that's not the main thing. And he brings a few reasons why not. Number one, he says, why would Hashem want Avram and his children to... What logical reason would there be for Hashem to do this to Avram's descendants? You will suffer for 210 years, but at the end, you get the big prize. You won the lottery. What would most people say, what they had to go through in Mitzrayim? Loi mi duvshach, v'loi mi uktzach. I don't want your honey, and I don't want your sting, the bite of the bee. Don't promise me the jackpot at the end, and I'm going to have to suffer for 210 years. Number two, if the whole purpose was that the Jews should wind up with money, so Hashem doesn't have any other way to get them the money, let them make a lottery and win the jackpot. What does he have to do in this way? And number three, and probably the most important thing, this is what Hashem envisions for the Jewish people, that you know what, at the end, you're going to become Rockefeller. You're going to become the richest, Is that the whole purpose of existence? We know that in the value of things, it's hevel avolim. The money per se itself, as the expression goes, the root of all evil. That's the purpose why you should work for 210 years, so at the end, you're going to get money. It can't be. So for therefore, says the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, Ki achas diber lekim shnaim zu shamanu. He said one thing, rechush, but we hear two things. We, in the word rechush, you have money. You can't avoid money as part of the, and we'll soon see why, but it's part of the equation. But Hashem meant something much greater than money. He meant you're going to get the spiritual heritage, the godless, the greatness of the Jewish people. This is the theme that Rav Schlesinger said we have to. We have one night from he brought from the Ger Rebbe that this night, if we use it properly, we have two nights in Chutz Lartz, two storim. If we inculcate in our children what the greatness of the Jewish people, what we have, that we're children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we each have a neshama in ourselves, we have the Torah, we have mitzvahs, how great it is to be a Jew, that's the rechush, the great rechush that Hashem gave us. And what was the purpose of this? The purpose is that since the Jewish people, as we know, they are a light unto the nations, the Jewish people, the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're like the stars to shine on the world and to reveal to the world the true light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, if they would have had it easy for 210 years, they wouldn't have been able to raise to that high level. They had to go through the, like, you take precious metal and you put it into a furnace and it burns, but in that furnace it becomes refined. So the only way the Jews would be able to fulfill their mission in this world is to go through the 210 years of suffering, but then they go out berchush gadol, and it was only that way, says the Ksava Kabbalah, that Hashem could bring his many miracles to the whole world and show them through the 10 makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says that a friend of mine, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Marash Shaintoiv, brought a beautiful raya. It doesn't say Va'achen Yetzu berchush rav. For example, Esav said, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Or the Roye Loit, when they had the fight with the shepherds of Avram, they said, Ki hoya rechusham rav, it says in the Pasuk. If you're speaking monetarily only, then you're speaking in kamus, in amount. He has yachts and he has houses, etc., etc. He has a lot. Then you should have used the word Rav. No, we used the word Gadol. Gadol means godlistic. Gadol means it is in quality. It is, we went out with a great spiritual heritage. In Yiddish, a godlistic rechush. A great one in terms of how awesome it is to be a Jewish person. And so, not only does the Ksava Kabbalah say it, but also Rav Tzadok HaKohen on a Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash says, "Gedola bizus hayam bizus Mitzrayim." The what they got at the Yam Suf was greater than what they got at Mitzrayim. So the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Turei zov nasel cha'im nekudas hakesef." You have blocks of gold with dots of silver. So the Medrash says that the bizus Mitzrayim, the spoils that they got in Mitzrayim when they borrowed from the Mitzrim all their gold and silver, that was, says the Medrash, that was little dots. But on the Yam Suf, that was blocks of gold. So explains Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the rechush gadol sheftich Avram al bonav eina kavon al rechush ba'olam hazeh. He says the same thing. The rechush, the great wealth that Hashem promised Avram, was not the wealth in this world. Because Avram doesn't want that. Avram, who was dedicated his life, he ran into the fire. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he want his children to be? He doesn't want them to be millionaires. He wants them to keep this great heritage that I am giving over, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We want our descendants to keep that. And he says, so what's the gold and silver? He brings proof that gold and silver means Ava and Yira, fear of Hashem and love of Hashem. And he says that in Mitzrayim, they just got dots, Nekudai Sakesev. They got, because only for a few minutes, the Jews, after all, had been on the 49th level of Tumah, and suddenly, as we're going to see, they became the greatest people in the entire world, and Am Segula. But that change in Mitzrayim only lasted a short while. Dots. But on the Yam Suf, there they got blocks of gold. There they got a more tangible possession of Ava and Yiras Hashem. But again, how does Rav Tzadok HaKohen learn? It's not physical money that we're speaking about. We're speaking about greatness in Ava, in love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now comes the Chazon Ish, and this is the central theme of this entire shir. The Chazon Ish in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, Perek Dalet, Ois Yud Beis, says that this is something that applies to a person a whole year round. But we can fix this problem that we're going to speak about on the night of the Seder. What is the problem? The problem, the Chazon Ish calls it shiflus hanefesh. A person has in his soul, he's low. The English word, I think, is low self-esteem. Says the Chazon Ish, Kviyas or hanafshi, krua shiflus hanafish. When the light of the soul in a person gets extinguished, that is called shiflus hanafish. What is the definition of the word shiflus? He kideles sagaris es hashar. It's like a door that closes the gate. Ve'ein makom lemusar nafshi. The answer to this person's problem, who has this low self-esteem, is not to give him musar. I think, number one, because in a state that he's in, musar knocks a person. That person can even get more dejected. But the Chazon Ish looks at it from another view. Ho'oichel b'shuk, a guy who goes and eats his lunch out in the marketplace, which is not a fine thing. Ein oiskinimoy b'zimras adanim. We don't sing to him about fine, delicate matters. He's like a grub of person. It says, Oichel b'shuk daima l'kalif. A person who eats in the marketplace in front of everybody, even though we see a lot of people doing it in their lunch hour, but Chazal did not consider it a very fine thing. Or, Misha darka lirkov be'ir. A person, he rides around on horses in the city. Lo yirkov al bomse shamayim. He's not going to ride on heavenly matters. V'hamaisa Asim Ashrolim Heng Zera Hashifus Anafshi. Because a person doesn't think great, he has low self-esteem, that leads to actions that are not refined actions. V'hamaisim ha-me'idim ala shifle shoinim. There's different actions that show us a hint that this person doesn't have self-esteem. Mehem gasim v'gashmin. Some of them are very earthly, kachilu b'shuk, like we spoke, eating in the marketplace, rechiv al-sus, riding around in a horse, v'kirias chutzes, u'mehem bilti nikorm kokach. Some of them are subtle. Kemo hadibur bebetuyim gasim, a person who speaks in grub language, ubenibul in nivul peh, in derogatory talk, noyach lecharif lekal, very easily he embarrasses people. Chodal abusha, he has no shame. Vekal ledaber azuz, very easy for him to speak chutzpahdik. Ein lechosh lekachesh leshaker, to say a white lie or a red lie, he's quick at it. Ve'ein le'achroi bad imre piv, he's not even responsible for what he says. Anoshim ke'elu einam ruim l'limud shal b'chinas ha-musr ha-meyusir al-dakus v'adinus. What's going to help this person with his problem is not musr, chastisement, reproach, because they deal with very fine, delicate things. This person is not holding by fine, delicate things. U'lo'oilam le'yimtzu eilo mizur l'mishchisoysam b'limud ha-musr. What's going to hold them back is not musr. You know what's going to hold it back, he explains. Shiflis hanefesh, low esteem, ainoi dover mamash v'chiyuvi, it's not a positive force. Rakafisu shlila, it's the lack of something. What is he lacking? Notal ho'or, nitol ho'or shel tzachtzuchis hanefesh. It is taking away the light of the shine of the inner soul. V'asher refuasa betucha, you know what will cure this person? V'amela shel Torah, if he works hard in learning Torah. V'or ha'Torah mechayeu, the light of Torah will revive him. Klolei shel davar, the rule is, mi shechosh v'shiflis, a person who has this problem, Yasik b'Torah harbe, he should learn a lot of Torah. Kasher yikne Torah harbe, when he will acquire much Torah. V'hashiflus Thomas, his lack of self-esteem will go away. Tahalech v'shav v'rafalai, then he'll get cured. Said Rav Schlesinger, these words, the Chazonish, how he writes, every word is like from the generations past in his poetic style. But said Rav Schlesinger that you know what the biggest person who is a lowest self-esteem? That's an Eved. An Eved, especially the way Avodim were treated, even in this country, but certainly in Europe, in the Middle East, in many thousands of years ago, he was like treated like a subhuman. He was bozu. He was treated like garbage. That what the Mitzrim did in Mitzrayim. We saw an example in 1939. And the years before that, those 10 years or more of Hitler, Yimach Shemoy. But they did it, the Nazis, Yimach Shemoy, did it only for 10 years. Their idea was to make the Jewish people subhuman. That's what the Pari did in Mitzrayim, but he did it for 210 years. Not just from 1939 to 1945. So, By making a Jew feel that he is low, he's like dirt, he's a slave, he's garbage, and the male, a person who has that mindset, automatically the actions that he does are low actions because that's what he holds of himself. So Avodim Ayinu is not just, we always explain our children, they worked hard. And some women feel before Pesach, maybe they're like the Avodim in Mitzrayim. But that's not what Avodim means. Avodim means that you are, it's in your mind, your mindset is that you are treated like a subhuman designation. The Beis Halevi says it came to such a point that Hashem said, Ki yodati es machoivav, I know what's bothering the Jews, what their problems are. Says the Beis Halevi, the Jews themselves did not know what their problems were. They had and we saw it, we could see by the Nazis when they a person had a be moisher nefesh for a potato peel. That person, the mindset that most people were under was that they were subhuman. That's what the how the Nazis wanted to not only kill the Jews physically, but their mind should be destroyed as well. Any hope of becoming like a regular human. And that's what the Mitzrim did in they were like treated like the scum of the earth.
To break their spirit.
That's the Rambam says that you tell a child on Pesach. Imu katnai tipish armeloi kulanu ayinu avonim, we were all slaves. Kemoi shifcha zu oy eved zu. You tell the child, you see that shifcha? That's like what we were. You see that eved over there? That's like what we were. Rav Shlomo Zinger said, why did the Rambam have to add that? Just tell them. You're a slave. Even kids know what a slave is. Why do you have to point it out? The answer is because you're pointing out to the child, it's not just the work that the eved does. That the child can think in his mind, they feel sometimes they have to do jobs at home, they're being treated like a slave. You're pointing out to the child, just like that person that you see in front of your eyes, no one has respect for them. They are treated so low. So that's how we were treated, to give them a live image of the way the Jewish people were treated in Mitzrayim. So now, the rechush gadol, that what we got was that in one night, at the beginning of the night, we still had that slave mentality. But at the end of the night, we went out rechush gadol. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, you're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You have an neshama in you, which is, we're going to see in a medrash, which is compared to a bas melachim, a daughter of a king. You're going to get a Torah in 7 weeks at Har Sinai. You have mitzvahs of Maisim Toivim. You have, that's your rechush gadol. The Medrash says, Tani Rav Chiya, Mashal Abbas Malachim. It's a mashal to a daughter of a king, that she was collecting where people throw out food for the animals, and she was poor, and she was collecting in those droppings that people had given for the animals. Nimtza Melech Ivor, the Melech suddenly went through with his entourage, and he sees this girl, Vihikr Shehi Bitoy, and he recognized, hey, that's my daughter. For some reason they had parted. Sholach Oyhavoy, he sent his friend, Notloy, so his friend took this girl, Vishiva Bekron of Shomelech, and he placed her in the carriage of the king. V'hoyu chavruseh atmeyoy soleh. And her friends were wondering, and v'oymeres, they said, esmal hoysum laketze b'shalofim. Yesterday, she was gathering where the animals go to eat. V'hayoyim yeshevis b'karin j'ayim ha-melech. And today, she's sitting in the carriage with the king. Amra lahem, she said to them, just like you have that question on me, I have the same question on myself. What am I doing here? That's what Shlaim HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim. Nafshi lo yadati nafshi samtani. I don't know where they put me. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm supposed to be in the fields collecting. Suddenly I find myself by the king. The same is with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were busy with the titul of onim, with the bricks and with the tar, with the cement. And they were disgusting, as the pasuk says, "Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael." The Mitzrim, as the Germans, Yimach Shemam, looked at a Jew that he was a subhuman, that he was a piece of trash. He was a dover mos, and suddenly, when they were redeemed, they became the princes of the world. So the nations of the world wondered, what are you doing here? You're the subhuman. Suddenly you're Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kodesh. You're an Am Segula, V'yisimli Am Segula, treasured people, Mikol Amim. So that is the Messiah Bishrach. The Messiah Bishrach is that Acher Ken Yetzu Berchush Gadol. The Klal Yisrael says, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here. Hashem took me out. That's what Rav Schlesinger explained. It says that if Pari wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, Hare Anu Bnei Bonenim, Meshubadim Ayinu L'Par Mitzrayim, we would still be enslaved to Par Mitzrayim. Who says? Maybe Abraham Lincoln, famous question. Maybe in Mitzrayim,
time there would have come an Abraham Lincoln, he would have freed the slaves. The answer is, even if he would have freed the slaves, but we still would have had the slave mentality. We would have, Rabbi Schlesinger says that when they freed the slaves here in America, it's not that the slaves became greater and became what human beings are supposed to be. It's that through the freedom that we have, everybody became like the slaves. They copied what the level of the slaves. But here was that Klal Yisrael became the job that they were supposed to do, to be the light unto the nations. Mamleches Kanan v'goy kodosh. So the Bas Melech, which is Klal Yisrael, she is now in her right place. That's the Rechush Gadol of Klal Yisrael. He says a child can sometimes ask his father, yesterday, or his mother, yesterday you were at fill in the blank. You were here and here and here. Or you were listening to this and this. Or you were looking at this and this and this. You didn't look like a king at the table or a malach with a white kittel that we have. You didn't look like that a couple of days ago when I saw you. So the father says, you're right. I don't know, but I'm here. That's the power of Pesach. Pesach can take someone who was low, but it can raise us up. Now, of course, how do you put a person on his feet? You got to start off with a little money. It says that money may a person that feels financially secure, so they have a certain shtoltz about them. That's true. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says, of course, like Rashi explains, that the rechush means money. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to bring this subhuman person who thought he was brainwashed. He didn't even know that he didn't know the treasures that lie within him. His mentality is that after 210 years in Mitzrayim, his mentality is, that's my place in life, a subhuman, a piece of trash. Hashem says, I know what your problem is, that's not you, that you are really a Mamlechus Kahan of a Goy Kaddish. So during the year, we could do it through Torah. But on the Pesach Seder night, by saying the Haggadah, by learning this lesson, the Rechush Gadol, and he says a very nice prat. The Yalkut Shemayni says that when Paroi came to tell the Jewish people to leave, so he in the middle of the night he was knocking on the door, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go out. So they said, they called him, hey, Shaita, they said to him. Belilah and the Yitzin, you want us to go out? What was the psychology? We know these dictators, even in defeat, they try to still win. Why did he want them to go at night? Why not in the morning? At night, I want you to leave Mitzrayim like a gunner. I want you still to have that low mentality. You sneak out of Mitzrayim like a gunner. Amru loy v'chi ganovim anachnu. Are we ganovim? Are we low people? Baboiker on the yaitzim. We're going to go out in the morning. And so Par says, but all the Mitzrayim are dying. Ki amru kulanu mesim. So Moshe says, "Mevakish ata l'chaos hamakazu mimcha." You want this makah to end? He says, "Repeat after me." Harei atem bershuschem, harei atem avodim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this is what you have to say. You say this, we'll go out in the morning. But I want you. Why did Pari have to say it? Because Moshe wanted the Jewish people to realize they not only that they left Paroi, but that they became the Rechush Gadol, the great wealth that they now got, that they are now avodim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Their greatness. So Pari again, he doesn't do what he's told. He says, he starts screaming and he says, L'sha'avar ha'yisim avadai. Remember, you used to be my slaves. He wasn't told by Moshe to say, but he has to get in an advertisement. Remember, you used to be my slaves. But then he said, Aval achshav harei atem b'nei chayrim, harei atem b'shuschem, tzrichim atem l'halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sha'atem avadov, haleluko halalu avdei Hashem, and the Gemara says, v'loi avdei paroi. You have to say halal. So we learn from this Yalkut Shemayni that it's not just that we say how we got out of Mitzrayim. We say halal that we became avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we got this great inheritance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch says, the reason for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach and eat the marrow inside the bones. Says the Chinuch, you know what the reason is? Because you know who does that? I hope nobody here does that. But you know who does that, says the Chinuch? Dogs take bones break them and eat out the marrow. And the Jewish people were becoming, at the night of the Seder, they were becoming the Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kodesh. It doesn't pass. It's not fitting for a bus melech to go and take bones and break and eat the marrow inside. That's why there's an Avera. Every year, we have to remember that on this night, we became the Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kodesh. How can we do something that Klovim do and break bones and eat the marrow? And that's why when we say Kiddush, Asher Baruch Arbonu Mikolom, V'Roy Memonu Mikol Lashon, so he said a pshat over that in every language there is a words that define the extreme. We are so great, the Bnei Klal Yisrael, that there is no words in any language to explain how great the Jewish people are. That V'roy Memonu Mikol Lashon, that there's no language that can capture in the richness of that language the extreme of how great the Bnei Yisrael are. That's what, so when we start the Kiddush, that's the first thing that we do. We are, you know who we are, you know who we became, you know what our rechush is? We are the greatest of all people. And we have to give that over to our children. We became from subhuman to the greatest of all people. And that's why he said, it says, Avram, we're running out of time, so I'll answer the two questions that we began with. One was, why do we say it in Aramaic? The answer is, Malachim don't know Aramaic. So when we start the Seder, before the actual Agada, Manishtana, as we explained before, we make a speech in Aramaic. And because the Pasuk says in Balak, Parsh Balak, Ka'es Yomer LeYakov LeYisrael Ma Paul Kael. Did you, when Mashiach comes, we're not going to ask the Malachim what about the holy, the great holiness of the Jewish people. The Malachim are going to ask us. They won't know the answer. We're going to be so great that the Malachim are going to come to us. How do we give a hint to that? In Aramaic. The Malachim don't understand Aramaic. Oh. So, okay, and the last question about the Mem Sucha, the Mem Stuma, is that certain things you have to ask a lot of. That's the it says, Harchev Pichov Amaleu, open up your mouth for Ruchnius. By Gashmius, there's a pasuk, Mi Birchoscha, from your bracha. Give me enough just to get by. So the message of the night of Seder, between the first mem and the last mem, is to know what our priorities are. The priority is to open your mouth for greatness in Torah, and for Gashmius to go easy with the Gashmius, to have just what you need. That we're not looking to be millionaires in Gashmius, we're looking to be millionaires in spirituality. That's the message of the Agada.